Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A 31-year-old man was arrested and is being questioned by police in Belfast after a hostage-taking incident at a hotel in the city last night. For more, we can talk to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, can you tell us what's known of what happened?
Well, certainly very dramatic scenes last night. This was in the Clayton Hotel, which is Omo Avenue in Belfast. It's a very well-known hotel, and around 6:45 last night, we're told, a man entered the hotel foyer. He had taken his shirt off. He was holding what appeared to be a gun in his hand with his shirt wrapped around it, screaming and shouting abuse at staff and at guests. He told guests to get down on the floor. He then ordered them all to move into the restaurant, the whole time screaming and shouting at them and threatening them. He took a man hostage. Now, some members of staff managed to lock themselves in a side room, we understand. Someone pressed a panic button and then phoned the police. Now, the police at this stage, of course, believe this man was armed, so they deployed specialist firearms unit, an armed response unit. So officers arrived wearing bulletproof vests, ballistic helmets, carrying ballistic shields, with rifles drawn, handguns drawn, and they approached the hotel. So it must have been a pretty terrifying scene for anyone in that hotel foyer at that time. Now, the officers managed to free the hostage within about 15 minutes. The suspect, who had continued to shout and scream at staff and at the guests, was then eventually arrested. Oh, he did try to escape. Now, no one would go on camera today, no one would speak on mic. Most of the guests, in fact, had missed what happened last night, Brian, because they'd been out last night at a nearby concert. Some had been out in pubs and restaurants, so they came back to hear about all the commotion. One man who was in the foyer at the time, he said that people were clearly terrified because they believed this man was carrying a real firearm, so they were terrified about what might happen. And he managed to escape along with a number of others. When the man ordered him to move from the foyer into the restaurant, some of the guests managed to run through a side door and escape. Now, later when the police arrested this man, they then confirmed that he had not been carrying an actual firearm, that it had been a replica. But of course, Brian, none of those involved in this at that time knew that. They believed they were dealing with someone who appeared to be very angry, very hostile, and they believed was carrying a gun. But thankfully, that's not the case, and he was disarmed and arrested.
Right, thankfully, but a terrifying situation for those caught up, nevertheless. Thank you very much indeed for that.